The shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah. The shining stars of the Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dearest Islamic brothers and viewers of Madani channel, once again, we welcome you to this silsila, the shining stars of the Ummah, the companions of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, alayhim ridwan. First and foremost, let us hear the beneficence of reciting durood, salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Pyare Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasalam has mentioned, and if a person recites 3 times Durood-e-Pak in the day and 3 times Durood-e-Pak in the night, Allah Azza wa Jalla will forgive that person's sins for that day and that night, inshallah tabaraka ta'ala. So my dear Islam, make it a daily wazifa that we try to increase maximum amount of Durood-e-Pak upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam in our Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, on the nisbat of 313, on the battle of Badr. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Shaykh Tariqat Amil al-Sunnat requests us to recite 313 times Durood-e-Pak daily in the cycle of 24 hours. Inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, Durood-e-Pak will be benefit for us in the dunya, inshallah Azza wa Jalla, in the qabr, inshallah tabarakhu ta'ala, and most certainly on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. نَيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ Intention of a believer is better than his action. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, every silsila of Dawat Islami, every lecture of Dawat Islami, we are making mind for Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters to always make intention for good deeds. Why? The more mere intention one makes, the more reward in his account. We are looking for reward because we don't know what deed will be the cause for us to enter into Jannah. So why not we make some good intention? Because intention of a believer is better than his action. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, as soon as we make the intention, meaning we connect with our Rabb Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then inshallah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the innocent masoom angels of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, they start to write good deeds in our account immediately. So this should be our daily practice. Whatever deed we're going to do, whatever we are going to do in our life, just think, focus, make intention, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, direct reward in our account, direct transfer in our account, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. We are talking about Amir al-Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, in fact in Tabarani, it has stated that with the reference of Sayyidina Ibn Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala did not sit on that part of that Nurani Mimbar where the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to put his blessed Mubarak body on. He never used to sit. And furthermore, not only that, he is Ashiqi Rasul. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, look at the Ashiqi Rasul, lover of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the next Khalif, subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala also did not sit in that place. Which place? The place which beloved Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala sat. Listen carefully. And so far, we hear about Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala didn't sit in that member of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. And Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala did not sit in the member or the same place where Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to sit. Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine? I mean, look at that. It's love. I mean, for a normal man would say, but it's only a piece of stone or a piece of wood. It's only a member. So why not sit? Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, this is the ishq and the love and the muhabbat between lover and the beloved. MashaAllah Azza wa Jalla, they loved the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam so much. Sahaba Ikram Ali Ridwan, especially Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, and Hazrat Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first four caliphs of Islam. Their ishq and muhabba for the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is incomparable to anybody in the world. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Salatan wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. My dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, in the same way that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala loved the Holy Prophet alayhi salam so deeply, our Piyari Aqa sallallahu ta'ala also showed great love and affection for this great personality, the first Khalif of Islam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala, as mentioned by our Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, our guide, our leader of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. MashaAllah, he mentions in Fatwa-i Razviya, Sayyidina Jabir bin Abdullah, radiyallahu ta'ala, once he narrated, that we were present in the service of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala sallam when beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam addressed the companions. And what the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, right now, a person is about to appear. Yes, viewers of Madani Channel, right now, you can try to imagine this. Sahaba Ikram Alim Ridwan is sitting in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam says, right now, oh my companions, right now, a person is about to appear in front of you who has been made the best and the noble after me, and his intercession, his shafaat, will be like the intercession of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I mean, now, announcement is made. Sahaba Ikram, Ali Ridwan, they have listened attentively. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they are looking towards the entrance or the exit of Masjid al-Nabawi Sharif, and they are looking, who is that personality? Who is that special person? Who is that great person? Who is that beloved person of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam? Who is his closest companion? Let us see. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jalla, they say, we were present when we saw Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he appeared. Subhanallah. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, Makki Madani Sarkar sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, stood up. And what happened? He stood up, kissed him, and then embraced Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala wa ala Muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah. Another narration which Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala narrates, that Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says, I saw the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu salam standing with the leader of believers, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem. When Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala arrived, and when he arrived, the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam greeted him, embraced him, and kissed him on the face. Sayyidina Ali, Karramallahu ta'ala wajhul kareem, he requested, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasallam kissed the face of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. The beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasallam replied, O Abu Hassan, the status of Abu Bakr, the status of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala in my court is similar to my status in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, alayhi rahmatur rahman, mentions in Fatwa Razviya Sharif, that the awliya Allah, the friends of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah be pleased with them, say that in the entire universe, there is no peer, no spiritual guide comparable to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. There is no murid comparable Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. There's too many narrations actually. I'm just paging through them. I'm trying to get to some very important ones. And this one is one of the very, very important ones about the snake. You know, the snake and the snake of Ghar Sawr. Famous narration. But to refresh one's memory, we discuss it. It's something that we always, it enlightens us. Subhanallah, so after hearing these type of narrations, it spiritually uplifts the believers. When we hear about this narration of Ghar Sawr on the occasion of the Hijrah, of the migration to Madinat al-Munawwara, the closest friend to our beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, presented a remarkable and a matchless example of love and devotion in this time in Ghar Sawr. He says that when the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, approached the cave, Ghar Sawr, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, went into the cave. Immediately went into the cave, cleaned everything up, made sure everything was clean, covered up all the holes. He filled up every hole that he could find. And when he was unable to find anything to fill the last two holes, so what he did? Allah, subhanallah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, took his toe mubarak, and he placed it inside the hole. And he called the beloved Rasulullah to come in. And when the beloved Rasulullah came into the cave, after a little while, they sat up, and beloved Rasulullah decided to rest. And where did he rest? Not on a rock. Not on any sand. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, the head mubarak of our beloved Rasulullah rested on the lap of our beloved Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was very lucky. In fact, the luckiest of all lucky. He's the most luckiest. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. Beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, putting his mubarak head on the lap, on the leg of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, forming a pillow for the mubarak head of the beloved Rasul, and beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam falls off to sleep. And whilst this happens, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu also began to sleep. May we be sacrificed for the embodiment of nur and love and devotion. Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, when Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu was in that condition, his toe is in the hole, his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam's blessed head is lying on his lap mubarak, at the same time a snake, poisonous snake, bites onto the feet mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he holds up with love, with devotion, with ishq, with muhabbat, with shafqat, with love. It's a matchless love, it's a matchless devotion, it's a matchless Amir al-Mu'mineen, matchless. Matchless friend of the beloved Rasulullah. His snake is biting his leg. Beloved Rasulullah is putting his blessed head on the blessed feet, on the blessed lap mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, and what pain, what agony! So much of pain, so much of pain, so much of pain! Subhanallah Azza wa Jalla. The tears started to flow down the mubarak cheeks. The tears started to flow down the mubarak cheeks of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, drop by drop fell on the mubarak face of the beloved Rasul alayhi salam. And beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam woke up. And when he woke up, he asked, "Yo, oh Abu Bakr, why are you crying?" Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu told him about the incident. "Ya Rasulullah, I'm trying to be motionless. I want to be motionless. I am motionless. But because of the pain, tears have come out naturally out of my eyes and fell on your face. I did not want any disturbance. I did not want anything to disturb you." Allahu Akbar. And my dear Islam brethren, when the beloved Rasulullah saw the blessed feet mubarak of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he took his saliva mubarak, his blessed saliva, and placed it on the foot mubarak where the bite was, where the bite of the snake was. And subhanallah, immediately, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu got shifa from all types of pains. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah. My dear Islam, When Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went into the cave with the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, the kuffar, they almost reached the cave. And subhanAllah, the presence of both these respected personalities was mentioned in Holy Quran. Yes, the time beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is sitting in the company of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu is sitting in the company of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, just as two men when they both were in the cave. Who? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Pari Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah azza wa jalla. My dear Islam, the narration goes on very, very long, very long. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, now we are come to the end of this episode. I hope that we reached some conclusion, that we understand. The whole idea for us, you and I viewers of Madani Channel, is to understand the maqam, the status of our Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He is no like any ordinary person. He is the greatest of the greatest after our beloved Rasul alayhi sallam that set foot on this earth. So we must treat our beloved Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala according to his status. And mashallah, he is the first Khalifa, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala show his special mercy upon each and every one of us, and may we benefit from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ae daawat islami teri doom machi ho. Amin bi jahin nabil amin sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad.